I'm WTOP's Mike Murillo. After the unrest, work began at the Baltimore Police Department to strengthen relationships within the city.
No police officer in Baltimore wants a repeat of what happened last April and May.
Baltimore Police Commissioner Kevin Davis says after incidents involving police officers in cities like Baltimore, New York, and Ferguson, it became obvious that zero-tolerance policing, which came about during the war on drugs in the 1990s, can create a gap between police and the community.
2015 was the year that served as an awakening that we can't police like that any longer.
Davis requires officers to learn more about connecting and working together with the community.
Public safety is everyone's responsibility.
Body cameras are coming in May, and foot patrols are a must for new recruits.
As much as we can interact with people when they're not in crisis, and families when they're not in crisis, and neighborhoods when they're not in crisis, when we get to that moment of crisis, our interaction will almost always be more civil and more respectful.
Major Cherie Briscoe commands the Western District and says the community welcomes the chance to better know their officers.
And know if they have a problem, I can go and see this particular officer and he's there for me, she's there for me.
Even as work continues to bring the community together, many of the streets of West Baltimore remain dangerous, and many children have to walk through those streets each day. Today, a stone's throw away from the epicenter of last year's violence, members of the community have come together to create a safe place for the children to gather.
While other people were yelling through bullhorns what they thought the community needed, we did it.
Erica Alston with the Penn North Foundation saw a need to help kids before and after school.
There were kids playing in the middle of the street, in between those teddy bear shrines and yellow crime tape.
With her idea and the use of social media, she started the Kids Safe Zone, which gives children a place off the street to play and learn.
Every chair, every paintbrush has been donated to this place.
It's also a place where kids can build a positive relationship with police officers who come in to play with them.
I hope that infectious love spreads.
Major Cherie Briscoe heads the West Precinct of the Baltimore Police Department. Alston's goal, to see every child she helps graduate from college. In West Baltimore, Mike Murillo, WTOP News.